Welcome to the Political Cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist radio program. And here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the second hour of the first show of the new year, 2013. It's Saturday, January 5th. I'm James, he's Keith. We are the Political Cesspool. Been a fun show so far. It's going to get even better. Kevin McDonald, the good doctor himself, will be with us during the third and final hour. A little later this hour, Winston Smith should be calling in to relay to us his top 10 most hateful moments of 2012. Speaking of lists, Men's Health Magazine, and this is a story that was just sent to me. Men's Health Magazine has named Katy Perry the hottest woman of 2013. Now, 2013 is only 5 days old, and already we have the hottest woman of it, Katy Perry. The magazine put the singer on the top of its 100 hottest women of 2013 list, admitting that its only criteria for ranking the list was how smoking hot the women included are. Men's Health praises Katy's ample rack, quote unquote. Now, here's the thing. I don't really believe that the only criteria, Keith, is how smoking hot Katy Perry is or isn't. And she is very attractive when she doesn't have purple or blue hair, as she so often is wont to do. But some of the other people on the list are Rihanna, Beyonce, who was listed as, I think, the most beautiful woman in the world by some magazine last year. And we talked about that. Lady Gaga is on there as one of the hottest women of the list, Men's Health. All right, Carrie Underwood and Taylor Swift, no doubt about it, they're beautiful. But here's the thing that all of these women have in common. They're all radical egalitarians. Even someone as innocent-looking and seeming as Carrie Underwood has come out publicly in support of so-called gay marriage. We call it sodomite marriage here. Listen, that is an abomination in front of God, in front of nature. And people mistake the intentions of this show many, many times. Sometimes maybe they don't mistake it. They just lie about us because they hate us. But we don't hate anybody. I don't hate homosexuals. I don't hate blacks. I don't hate whites. I don't hate Jews. I don't hate anyone. But I do have a God-given right to freedom of speech, so I will take to task some of the things that I disagree with, and that's what this show does. We objectively criticize. But here's the thing, Keith, and especially with Katy Perry being named the hottest woman of 2013 by this magazine, is her first song, her first claim to fame was I Kissed a Girl and I Liked It. She burst onto the scene by having that bisexual anthem. And what's really interesting is that she is the daughter of a, I believe, Baptist minister, and they really like it when they can take someone like that, subvert them, and make them be one of their water carriers. And so, anyway, the fact that she is being promoted and pushed to the extent that she is, it's not that, and you know, she does have talent. Are there other people with talent? Certainly. She gets there because she is willing to do what they tell her to do and push the agenda of the radical left.
Well, there's always an agenda. And like you said, she was chosen for a reason. The reason is they promote these interracial couplings because they really want the white race to disappear. They want us to disappear through the tender trap of miscegenation, apparently. They want, because they know that white genes tend to be repressive or regressive genes. So consequently, when you have a coupling between a white and a non-white person, the offspring typically looks more non-white than white. And that's what they're looking for. They want to, you know, just like Macaulay Culkin in the Home Alone series, one of his catchphrases was, I made my family disappear. Well, they want your family and mine to disappear. They don't want to have us around. They want to breed us out of existence. And that's what they would like to do. So consequently, the Kardashians are promoted as great, hip, with it celebrities. Likewise, looking in the commercial appeal from Memphis, the Thursday, January 3rd edition in the M section. Latest Bronte adaptation hits new, quotation marks, heights, close quotes. British director Andrea Arnold's haunting new Wuthering Heights cuts beneath the romantic accretion of decades of movie and TV adaptations to penetrate the dark heathen heart of Emily Bronte's 1847 novel. Arnold's boldest decision here is to embrace the racial ambiguity of the dark Heathcliff by making a black actor Heathcliff in this movie. Again, why are they doing this? For the same reason that they're promoting the Kardashians, because the Kardashians seem to have this penchant for black boyfriends. They want that celebrated. They want that to be considered cool. Now, in this movie, they are trying to make it seem artsy as well, and bold and cutting edge in every way. They are using every trick in the book. They're pulling out all the stops to do this. And it's almost laughable. You know, they are so interested in and so intent upon psychological conditioning and manipulation that it's just out there. You know, you don't have to be particularly insightful to be able to tell this. So if, once you realize what their agenda is, you see it played over and over again. And if you have a artist who is not playing that game, they're going to be the butt of the jokes. They're going to be the person that is left off the list. They're going to be the, you know, that's why country music is still somewhat unpopular on the left coast and in the east coast, in we're benighted flyover country, and we have artists that don't play this game for the most part, like Taylor Swift. So consequently, Taylor Swift is the butt of the joke. That, remember, Kanye West jumped up on the stage at the Grammys when Taylor Swift got the award for the best album or the best song or whatnot some years back, and he denounced her and said that the award should have gone to Beyonce, who, of course, is black. Now, this is, you know, and that was all over the papers, all over the news and whatnot. These are the people, the people that keep faith with their forebears that have to be marginalized, ostracized, and cast into the outer darkness. Meanwhile, those who do what the left and the usual suspects want them to do, they're the ones whose careers are promoted and the people who we're all supposed to adore and emulate.
That being said, Keith, I do believe we have a caller from the great state of Alabama. Are you with us, Alabama?
Yes, I am.
All right. I know we're coming up quick on a break, so if you can make a point, we'll hold you over through the commercial, but go ahead and get us started.
All right. Well, first thing I wanted to say is that in order to make it in Hollywood, you must be an egalitarian, you know, and the most radical is the better. And Keith was just making that point. And, of course, we know that Hollywood has always pushed the old cliche of the decadent preacher's daughter, which is being played out with Katy Perry.
Yeah, hold that thought, buddy. I knew we were coming up close to the bridge, and I don't want to give you a short time there. Stick with us. We'll be back with you after the words from our sponsors. We'll be right back. Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
If you're at all like me, you have a tough time remembering appointments and events. But ladies and gentlemen, I have the answer. It's a premier service on the internet called Memo to Me. It's free. You ought to try it. Now I never miss the honey-do items from my wife or the important business meetings. They have strict privacy protection. That means they will release your email address to no one ever. You will not get spam because of Memo to Me. Unmatched dependability. Ladies and gentlemen, these folks have been around since 1998, and they are absolutely up online all the time to send you your reminders and appointments. They have rock-solid reliability. They have 5 redundant internet connections, diesel-powered generators backing up the system. I'm telling you, Memo to Me is the premier reminder service on the internet. It's free. You ought to give it a try. And, oh, by the way, if you're not available at your computer to get your email reminders, they can even send a reminder to your cell phone or pager. I use MemoToMe.com daily and highly recommend it to you. MemoToMe.com. Memo to Me.
A backpack is more than just a bag, it's a statement. Whether you're a student or a professional, are traveling the world or commuting to work, Teton Sports offers a wide variety of backpacks, each of which is lightweight and durable. The book bag backpacks weigh only 1.5 pounds and come in solid pink, blue, red, or black. The session bags have eye-catching designs, adding a touch of style in pink and white or in black. Each is great for kids or adults who need a versatile, resilient, and eye-catching bag. The professional and the executive are sleek, sturdy backpacks with numerous uses. Whether you're hiking in the mountains or packing for an important business trip, these bags have plenty of room. Not only are the backpacks comfortable and lightweight, but they're large enough to fill all your needs. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, duffels, tents, cots, camp pads, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
When the truth is found to be... Welcome back. To get on the political cesspool, call us on James's Dime, toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the political cesspool, James Edwards.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to the Political Cesspool radio program. We have caller Jeb on the line from Alabama, and he was making the very obvious point, but it should be repeated, that you just can't make it in Hollywood, at least in present-day Hollywood, unless you are willing to carry the water and drink the Kool-Aid for the radical egalitarian movement, and it's almost without exception. Katy Perry, well, you could just name any of them. I mean, why name a few? It's all of them. And this is the same Hollywood that, for lack of a better example, has made vampires sexy and charming, and clowns are evil child molesters. I mean, it just goes to show they pervert everything and get everything wrong and everything backwards. But, Jeb, back over to you.
That is a very astute point, Mr. Edwards. That they really have turned everything on its head. What I was going to say is it's kind of weird, too, the way things work, because we have the media in Hollywood that push this thing, and then in the, you know, and amongst the millionaires, it may affect them that way, and it affects the way my people think down here in the middle class, the way we think. But the government subsidizes it and gives us the ability to act this way, in that a woman can have multiple children by multiple different men, and it doesn't matter. She can still live a fairly moderate middle-class lifestyle off the government dole, which leads to a destruction in the family. And then you have girls that are raised believing you should game the system, and you have men being raised that you should have no family responsibility. And I think that it's just evidence that America is sick and dying. You could couple it with the fact that right now we're $16 trillion in debt, and if you'd have spent $1 million every day from the day Christ was born until now, you would barely have reached $1 trillion. There's no way to pay that back. America's sick and dying, and to be quite honest, in my humble opinion, the only way we could even survive as a people is to divorce ourselves from this completely, and for our own survival, we must have secession.
Yeah, I agree with you totally on that, Jeb. Let me, one of the websites that we link to at our website, The Political Cesspool, is Western Voices World News. And there's a fairly recent article from December 31st, 2012, called How the Destruction of Marriage is Strangling the Feminist Welfare State. They are providing welfare so that people can exist and escape the natural, normal, biblically predicted result of living in sin, which is that the wages of sin is death. You can now have illegitimate children from gangster rappers or gangster rapper wannabes like Kanye West and thrive if you're Kim Kardashian, or at least get by on welfare if you're the typical white girl that falls for this hokum in middle America. But any community, any nation that embraces leftism eventually withers and dies. And you're right. That's what's happening to America. That's what happened to the Soviet Union. That's what's happening in Europe. Meanwhile, nations that have conservative values, that value their own stock and do what they can to make the family the centerpiece of society and reward people that live in monogamous relationships, and they bolster the native stock of their nation, like China, they're the ones on the ascendancy. They're the ones that are growing. They're the ones that are prospering in the world, and that's just natural. Again, we've embraced the poison pill of liberalism in America and in Western Europe, and we're suffering the very predictable consequences of that leaden embrace.
That is exactly right, and I'm not going to tie up y'all's phone line anymore. I just want to say God bless y'all and everything you do. And if you're ever in Birmingham on a Sunday, stop by Centerpoint Independent Church. You're always welcome for services. Y'all have a good one.
Amen to that, and thank you for the invitation, Keith. Again, I know I say it far too often, but you know, just get a load of the caliber and the everyman nature of the political cesspool listening audience. I love them, and that's why I love hosting this show, because I know we're reaching the people that really... we'll save America if America is to be saved. And we've got another one, Richard in Ohio, and we're a few minutes away from Winston's unveiling of the top 10 most hateful moments of 2012. Kevin McDonald standing by for the third hour. That's going to be a great one. But first, Richard in Ohio. Richard, it's all yours.
How you doing, James?
Not too bad.
I just wanted to make a point, and I think that we as a people, you know, you were mentioning a lot of things that are going on in this country, and you know, we sit back and the way we respond is responsible, and we sit back. But I just think it's time that we need to stand up and we need to become activists. And there must be something, and I'm not smart enough to know in what direction we'd go with this, but maybe you guys would know, but to really stand up and start being bold in our society and making a point. I think that leadership would not only send a message to the rest of the country, but I think it would also send a message to these young people that are emulating a lot of these negative things that we see in the media. Because what's their alternative? They don't see a strong, you know, a white man standing up and saying, no, this is wrong, this is morally wrong, making a stand, you know. And I just, you know, you guys do a fantastic work. I know Jared Taylor does fantastic work. He's going and speaking at the colleges, mm-hmm. trying to reach the young people. But as there was a person in history, he said, if you gain the youth, then you'll gain tomorrow. And I think the youth are very, very important to our movement, for our survival, for our future. But I think we have to lead through example. And I'm not saying causing problems, you know, trouble or anything, but I think we need to be bold and become activists and get out there and do our part more boldly, especially in this situation that we have right now. Because as the demographics change in this country, we're going to start to lose more and more power.
Well, Richard, you make absolutely great points and observations, and I agree with you, and we certainly are trying to do our part to provide leadership through our media venue here with this radio program. And you tell the truth in love, and anybody and everyone can do that. It's as I've always said, the vast majority of the American population is just going to go along with whatever the prevailing trend is, what's ever fashionable, what's ever trendy, what's ever in vogue. And certainly, to a great extent, Hollywood and the media have set those standards, and they are the wrong standards. And you can overcome that. You can have anybody out there singing your tune if you are well-informed and present the message in a tone of voice in a way that people would want to hear it. I certainly believe that, because we're selling the truth, and the truth is much more easier to sell than what Hollywood's shoveling, but they're able to do it because they don't have people. Everyone's cowed. Everyone just kind of sits back and watches as the world turns. But you can definitely overcome it, and I know that we're trying to do our part, and Keith has a comment, and we're about to come up on a break, Keith, so make it quick.
Okay, political correctness is the prevailing ethos in America today, and political correctness is a soft tyranny. They don't take you to the basement of the Lubyanka at midnight and put a bullet in the base of your brain. And that type of tyranny is easier to resist because it provokes outrage. All the political correctness does is it prevents you from having a successful career. It prevents you from holding a job. It prevents you from supporting your family. And that type of soft tyranny, which is based on a consensus of opinion in society, is much harder to challenge. We need to realize that the enemy, and it's basically a Jewish enemy, is in charge of the high ground in America today. They are the new establishment, as Pat Buchanan said. He said that the establishment of the 50s and 60s is the dissident culture of today, and that the counterculture of those days is the new establishment. So that's where the problem comes from, folks.
Right after these messages.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Are you worried about America? Do you fear the power of the Obama brigades to take away your rights? The Obama presidency is the most radical left-wing administration in American history. Our constitutional liberties are in danger. What can you do? Join the Council of Conservative Citizens. For over 20 years, the CFCC has fought for the rights and ideals of the European American majority. The CFCC has won legal and political battles to protect your heritage and your liberties. The CFCC advocates strong state governments over the power of Washington, D.C. to rule your life. The CFCC believes in an American first foreign and domestic policy which opposes globalism and one world government. The CFCC advocates racial integrity as God's natural order. Visit our website today at www.cfcc.org and join fellow European Americans in the fight for our people.
Each week, the Political Cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the Political Cesspool needs your support. go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today. To get on the show and express your opinion in the political cesspool, call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397.
Folks, as you know, last week we unveiled on the broadcast the top 10 defining moments for the political cesspool in the year 2012. Number three on that list was the amazing return to the broadcast airwaves of our good friend and co-host, Winston Smith. He has found a way to overcome deafness with the aid of a courtroom transcriptionist. And to my knowledge, last year, 2012, Winston became perhaps the first radio co-host to do his work without the benefit of his hearing. And that was certainly a cause for celebration. And since that time, even Rush Limbaugh couldn't do that. And since that time, Winston has returned to us on a couple of occasions. He is with us again tonight, also with the aid of the courtroom transcriptionist to relay to our listening audience another top 10 list, the top 10 most hateful moments of 2012. So we go from the good to the bad as the years roll over on the calendar. Winston, welcome back.
Thank you, James. It's really a pleasure. Thank you for those kind words and for placing me so high on the list of good things that have happened in 2012. And I look forward to a fabulous political cesspool 2013.
Well, you're welcome, my brother, and I'll tell you, I love you, but I don't love you as much as Ray Stevens and Walter Jones, Congressman Jones, apparently, because they beat you out number one and two, respectively. But listen, three's better than what Keith and Eddie got.
that's kind of rotten, but Ray Stevens and that's good company. I'll take it.
Right. All right, well, so the top 10 list. Now, normally Winston emails this to me every year after he compiles it, and I post it to the blog. This year he is unveiling it on the air, and not even I have any idea as to what the list covers and what it entails and who the winners or losers were. So, Winston, the top 10 list, let's start with number 10 and work our way down to one. You got 20 minutes with commercial breaks. You got to hurry.
Okay, number 10 on the list. You know, in 2012, we didn't have to wait long for the hate to kick in. We found out that the Gwinnett County, Georgia school district was using a very interesting method for teaching social studies to elementary school pupils. A sample of the social studies homework included math questions. And these math questions included items and questions like this one. Each tree had 56 oranges. If 8 slaves picked them equally, then how many would each slave pick? And another question read, if Frederick got 2 beatings per day, how many beatings did he get in 1 week? Parents were outraged, and the school board investigated, but nothing came of it beyond changing the questions. The lack of action might have something to do with the fact that the teachers who wrote the questions were black.
I tell you what, you can't make this stuff up, can you, Winston? It's Keith.
Keith?
Yeah, that's me. I'm here. Good to hear from you.
Well, hey, I didn't know you were there. Nobody ever tells me anything, you know?
Yeah, I'm here, and I'm here. I'm like Tonto to James's Lone Ranger now on just about every broadcast. So I'm here as the amusing sidekick. So I'll kick in occasionally with a comment.
Yeah, Keith provides the talent. I provide the good looks. We balance it out like that.
You have perfect face for radio, James.
But anyway, I mean, you know, again, I'm learning this, and we can't take too much time in between each item because we got to go all the way down to one and before the end of the hour. But I'm hearing this for the first time. I had no idea. I didn't even know about that story, or I would have talked about it before now. But my goodness, is that true?
Oh, it's absolutely true. When I email the list to you, I'll provide the links.
Now, please do, and folks, be sure to check our website in the following week, and we'll have all of this posted that Winston unveils tonight. But if that's number 10, I don't want to know what number 1 is, but what's number 9?
Number 9 is economic Nazism. It's prominent in 2012. By the way, I wrote an article for a blog called Let's Talk About Nazis, and if you want to refer to that, just go to the files of Winston Smith and look up Let's Talk About Nazis. Here's what I mean by economic Nazism. Patrick Buchanan was fired from his job as a commentator at MSNBC thanks to the thuggery of the hyper-Marxist hate mongers at this organization called The Color of Change. Buchanan's book, Suicide of a Superpower, included chapters titled The End of White America and The Death of Christian America. The thugs at The Color of Change took advantage of MSNBC's obvious liberal bias and loudly demanded Buchanan's ouster, and MSNBC sheepishly obeyed. And that wasn't the only example of successful economic Nazism. National Review fired columnist John Derbyshire for an article he wrote, which mirrored newspaper articles, about the so-called talk that black parents have with their children. Now, this talk is apparently about how white people are possessed of the silly idea that young black men are potentially dangerous. Now, I don't know how white people can arrive at a silly notion, but anyhow, Derbyshire's article offered practical advice on staying safe, such as avoid concentrations of blacks not all known to you personally. Stay out of heavily black neighborhoods. If planning a trip to a beach or amusement park at some date, find out whether it's likely to be swamped with blacks. Do not attend events likely to draw a lot of blacks. If you're at some public event at which the number of blacks suddenly swells, leave as quickly as possible. Do not settle in a district or municipality run by black politicians, and so on. Good advice all, if you want to be safe, that is. But it's racist for white folks to want to keep their blood flowing in their veins and not onto the streets or sidewalk. So Derbyshire had to go.
Well, Winston, you know, those were both individuals with which the political cesspool has at least an acquaintanceship, if not a relationship. Pat Buchanan, of course, his role in this show and his appearances on it have been, well-known, widely known. And when he was fired not long after his most recent appearance on the show, we were a part of that story and a part of the very petition that got him fired. And, of course, John Derbyshire and his firing from the National Review, Keith Alexander and I both shared a podium with him at a conference last summer. So, unfortunately, the heads of those two that rolled, we know them quite well, and it shouldn't have happened. Number 7.
Oh, indeed, James. And, you know, Andrew Napolitano was fired from Fox News, of course, for offending favored groups. The thing
that's right.
You know, I can see, I can see MSNBC firing Pat Buchanan. I mean, that was a long time coming anyhow, because they're such a liberal organ. But National Review, you know, and Fox News firing two other stars, that speaks of sheer cowardice. And granted, Derbyshire's article was hard-hitting, but still, there was nothing really racist about it, not that I saw. The only thing racist about it is the fact that white people are not allowed to be safe.
Well, Winston, compared to Jamie Foxx's comments on Saturday Night Live, I mean, my God, it's not even a comparison. But those are good points, and that was certainly a worthy addition to the list. I said number 7. I guess we should go to number 8 first, and we'll go in descending chronological order. Number 8 on your list.
Number 8, Duluth, Minnesota Mayor Don Ness for his support of a citywide campaign to incite hate against the city's white citizens. He invited the so-called unfair campaign to blanket Duluth with billboards and public service announcements that attack so-called white privilege, such as apartheid and the Marxists' favorite bogeyman, Jim Crow laws. Now, I guess the mayor didn't get the word that apartheid was in South Africa and was abolished in 1994. And, South Africa is so much better off without apartheid. That place is just like a paradise, is it not, Keith?
That's right. Well, yeah, that billboard campaign and the other campaigns there, Duluth was really on the radar this year for their anti-white sympathies, and that was something that we actually picked up on and covered here on the show. Right. And again, a worthy addition to your list, and a very deserving addition to your list. Number seven, if we can work it in before the break. We got about a minute before break, and we got to get all the way down to number one in the next 15 minutes. So number seven, if you will, sir.
Well, I want to say something else about Duluth. I guess the mayor didn't get word that Jim Crow went away in the 1960s. But see how Duluth would be a racial tension with a population that's 90.4% white, 2.3% black, 2.5% Aboriginal, and a smattering of Asians and Latinos.
Well, Winston, okay, there's the break. Now, when we come back, here's your chore. If you can, and I know it's going to be ambitious, we got to go from 7 to 1 in 15 minutes. You figure out a way over the break to do it, and we will make it happen when we return, because Kevin McDonald waits for no man, not even me or you, Winston, and that's a shame. But he's up on deck at the top of the third hour, swinging the weighted bat.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Are you familiar with the term vigor, strength, in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example. Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
Available now at newsstands everywhere. The Sovereign Newspaper. It is time for you to read the most daring underground publication. Spreading the word through print, it seeks to enlighten a free people to be knowledgeable with current, important events and take action in their own communities to stop the New World Order agenda of one world government. This publication is so rogue and extremely daring that establishment sources and critics rarely give approval of its content. Featured articles by concerned citizens, prominent whistleblowers, and credible authors. The Sovereign Newspaper is a monthly 32-page tabloid newspaper featuring incendiary content about current events in the age of Obama. The Sovereign Newspaper, available now at newsstands everywhere.
Jump in the political cesspool with James and the gang. Call us tonight at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the political cesspool, James Edwards.
All right, Winston, as much as we would like to just share fellowship with you and gather around the table and swap stories, come out and start swinging. Here's how we're going to do this segment so we have a fighting chance of getting through it and giving you the time you need before the end of the hour. Start with number 7 on your top 10 most hateful moments of 2012. Read it through all the way to 1 if you can. Without any interruption from me to Keith, the show is yours. We will not talk. We will not speak. We will listen, as we encourage everyone else to do. The stage is now yours, my friend. Take it away. Oh, read all the way down, and let's get down to it.
Well, it's going to be difficult to do that because one of our cats jumped on my computer and ditched a lot of my notes here, so I'm going to have to do it on the fly. If we don't get through it all, it'll be on the website, and folks can go to it there. But it's an interesting list. Is that all right?
Well, that's absolutely fine. And, yes, we would remind people that later this week, go to thepoliticalcesspool.org, and the entire unedited version of Winston's top 10 most hateful list. You've already heard 10, 9, and 8. They're already there. I can only imagine how it gets closer, how much better it's going to get.
Well, I'd always heard that the dog ate my homework. Now I've heard a new one, the cat ate my homework, right?
Yeah, we have 4 cats, and they get them, you know, on nerves sometimes. Anyhow, well, let's get on with it.
Do what you can.
Number 7, of course. The SPLC. You know, how can we have a top 10 most hateful list without the SPLC? First of all, for their yearly report in which they try to point out all the examples of hate that they have found in their dubious research and opinion. Really, folks, what they do is simply use the previous year's report and throw in new names. That's just the way they do it. This year, though, they detailed, or in 2012, they detailed the rise of so-called secret militias. I guess if we had some appropriately sinister music, we could cue that in right now. But apparently the SPLC says that the country is being taken over by secret militias. Well, the question is, if they're secret, then how did the SPLC know about them? Also, the SPLC threw in support to a certain judge in Pennsylvania named Mark Martin. Let me get the article here. Mark Martin was is a judge in Cumberland County Magisterial District in Pennsylvania, and he dismissed harassment charges against a Muslim named Talag Elbe Omai. Now, this guy, Talag, we'll call him Tal for short, Tal was at a Halloween parade, and somebody dressed as a zombie Muhammad. And so this guy attacked the guy who was in the parade. And the judge threw out the case against this Muslim guy because the judge claimed that he himself is a Muslim. And Sharia law would not allow him to charge the guy or to convict the guy. Well, the SPLC, you know, vilified Oklahoma, who voted to amend their state constitution to prevent Islamic Sharia law from being considered in court proceedings. And the SPLC just pilloried the people of Oklahoma for their fear, their hatred, their Islamophobia, saying that it could never happen in America. Well, it did happen in America. It happened in Pennsylvania. And, of course, the SPLC, as usual, has been proved to be wrong. Number 6. Hate crime hoaxer Alexandra Pennell. She was a Central Connecticut State University lesbian student who claimed she'd been receiving harassing notes. And an anti-hate rally, which is just another word for an anti-white rally or an anti-Christian rally, was held in her honor. But the investigation showed that she had written the notes. And I offer kudos to the police for charging her with multiple crimes, but too bad, though, they didn't charge her with a hate crime, because that's what fake hate crimes are, folks. Fake hate crimes are hate crimes. In fact, they are probably the only real hate crime out there. Now, this is where it's going to get dicey, because this is where my cat, or I should say my wife's cat, deleted my notes. Let's see. I apologize for this. Oh, by the way, the SPLC hired one of the notorious Gina 6 perpetrators.
Right, right.
Now, I don't know if he was the guy whose MySpace page showed him with money coming out of his mouth, money that people had foolishly donated to him for his legal defense. Or I don't know if he was one of the guys whose mother was seen cruising around Gina in a brand new luxury sedan that had been donated to her. Number four, the Omar Thornton Memorial Fund. We all remember who Omar
right,
was.
Right, right.
He was the guy who went on a rampage at a beer distributorship, and he shot and killed, I think, 10 white people. And he claimed that it was because of racism. He told the 9/11 operators that he killed himself, that he killed some racist, and then he took his own life. Well, last year, his mother set up a memorial fund to educate people about institutional and workplace racism. I think the website lasted maybe 3.5 days, but it's gone. You know, good riddance, I say. Let's see. South Carolina Representative Jim Clyburn. He has hallucinations. This guy sees white racism in everything, behind every tree, around every corner. Now, help me out, my friends. What was the name of the Obama appointee who was going to be, Secretary of... they just had hearings for her, and she had to drop out.
Susan Rice.
Yes, Susan Rice. Forgive me. I blame it on the cat. I truly am.
It's okay. It's live radio. This just proves to people that we're unrehearsed and unprepared, as we always say we are.
Well, I was prepared. Anyhow, Susan Rice was not going to be confirmed for the post. And Jim Clyburn saw the criticism of her as what he said, code words. They're code words. And these are words that were meant to demean her. And the code words that he said people were using were words like incompetent. And it was true. Her handling of the Benghazi bombing was truly a profile in incompetence. But Jim Clyburn says, no, those are code words. They're racist code words. Well, again, I have to ask, if they're code words, then how does he know about them? If he knows the words and what they mean, then they aren't really code, are they? I wonder how he decodes them.
He probably heard himself described in those terms many times before.
Yes, indeed. I guess that he got a hold of one of those World War II German code machines known as the Enigma. Anyhow, been a bad play on words. How much time do I have, James?
You got about 3 minutes, my friend, and as I would like to remind people, I should have given you an hour tonight, Winston. That was my fault because this is great radio and you're coming up with great stories. But we got 3 minutes, well, and if we don't finish, folks can get there with us at thepoliticalcesspool.org when we post the print version. But continue on.
All right. 2012 was dominated by two of the most hateful events that have occurred in my remembrance. In fact, 2012 is the most hateful year I can remember since I've been on the political cesspool. The first one was the Trayvon Martin case.
Oh, absolutely.
I prefer to call
yes.
the George Zimmerman case because the man was attacked by a young man who had drugs in his system, and the news media did everything they could to make it out to be a white crime, even though George Zimmerman was part Jewish and part Hispanic. They went so far as to digitally alter pictures of him to make him appear more white. And now, as more information is coming out, we find that the media has pretty much flim-flammed the entire country. And I'm sure that when the trial comes up in a few months, that the new scars, the new wounds of racism will be reopened and salt rubbed into them, as is media SOP. The other example of hate in 2012 was the Obama campaign.
It Amen.
Was on nothing but hate. It was based upon hate against white people. The entire campaign was premised upon getting as many people to hate white people as possible. And Obama himself has been called the post-racial president, but in fact he is the most racial president. His entire presidency was based upon a fraud. He's being called the first black president. The fact is, he is the first biracial president. We have to wonder why his Obama bots are completely ignoring the white contribution to his life. But then he is the guy who threw his own grandmother under the bus, the woman who raised him after his mother abandoned him to his grandmother. All right, how much time do I have now?
Seconds, my friend, and I would like to tell you that the Navy Chief Art Frith is listening, and he wishes you a Happy New Year.
Oh, God bless you, Chief. Nice to folks, go to the website this week and look it up, and you'll find out who the number one hater of 2012 is.
We got all the way down to number one before we ran out of time, and Winston, that was my bad management of the time. You did a great job in doing well with the time you had, and I love the list. I listened to it in awe, as I'm sure the rest of the audience did. Folks, get number one on Winston's top 10 most hateful list of 12 at thepoliticalcesspool.org this week. Winston, thanks so much for your contribution. We've got to make this a more common occurrence, you coming on.
My pleasure. See you later, Keith. Goodbye, Chief.
Bye-bye, Winston. Godspeed and good luck.
We'll be back with a third hour. Kevin McDonald waiting right after this.
Team.